broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on a Thursday, September 22nd, 2022. 9:22:22, 19 minutes past the hour, 58 degrees and partly sunny skies. And let me tell you something, a slow, short news report and technical difficulties do not make for a good way to start a Thursday morning here. Holy mackerel. Could not get into the machine to start the programming this morning, but we finally made it in at about 20 minutes after the hour. All right, are you out there with us? Give us a buzz, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. How are you doing on what we think is being referred to as the first day of autumn? Holy mackerel. What a way to start the show. You know, that just discombobulates everything when you have a technical difficulty in the morning. But they do happen. No way around those technical difficulties. And you know what's funny? I had gotten into the computer earlier this morning to turn things on, but for some reason, when it came to getting back in to do what we needed to do, that just did not go very well. Well, the cooler temperatures came in last night. It's only 58 degrees right now in Marion. Yesterday, we did get close to 90. I don't know if we actually got to 90, but I think we did get close to 90, so that was nice for all the people who wanted to do what they needed to do yesterday. We did have a guest scheduled for hour number one this morning, but I'm not sure exactly when they're going to be calling in. We might have to reschedule that guest if we can't get a hold of them. But we will work on it. We will work on it diligently, to be sure. You know, I did the whole phone book thing yesterday, and that just went horribly. Has anybody this morning tried to figure out when the first day of autumn is? I know we got into this whole thing yesterday. Now, I say it is not 9:04 p.m. tonight. That autumn actually came yesterday. And I think if you go outside and test the temperatures, you will know that autumn did not come until, or autumn did come yesterday, because obviously the temperatures are way down. But that's the way it goes, I guess. Let's see here. What else is on the agenda this morning? Well, we did a whole lot of stuff yesterday, which was a lot of fun. We still don't know, though. It kind of bugs me, because we still don't know what is going on where Popeyes and White Castle is. Now, the building has been repainted, but I don't think there are any signs out there giving us any indication what that building is going to be. It's just been repainted at this point. So beyond that, we don't know what's going on. If anybody does, though, I'd love to hear from you. 740-751-4038. Now, I do have some new information. We've been following the Kroger strike this week. And if you're just tuning in, here's what has happened. Kroger and the Kroger Union, the Kroger Company and the Kroger Union, have had three contracts over the past month, 2 months, something like that, that they cannot agree to. So, last week, after Kroger rejected the Kroger Union rejected the last contract, Basically, they gave the company authorization to go on strike. Now, not to strike, just gave them authorization to go on strike. And then we did not hear anymore for several days. Well, yesterday we did hear something, and basically what we know now is that the Kroger company is willing to meet again with the union and hopefully stop the strike. Now, it's hard to say if they'll come together with an agreement that will stop the strike, but apparently they now have agreed to meet, and that meeting will happen next Tuesday. Now, here's the interesting thing, though. As I said yesterday, Kroger was at the company was advertising the jobs of people at these stores, kind of bracing themselves for this strike. And I believe they were 22-hour a job, 22-hour jobs, temporary jobs. That's the word I was looking for, temporary jobs. And they were put up. Now, I don't know what kind of response they got. Now, maybe that's why they have decided to come back to the bargaining table next Tuesday. I really don't know what has spurred all this, but that's where we are now, that they are going to come back to the bargaining table. But you have to think of it this way as well, that if they push it out till next Tuesday, and let's say that they get together and they don't come to an agreement. Well, it's still my understanding that once Kroger announces that they are going to go on strike, they have to wait 5 days before they actually go on strike. So let's say they come to this meeting next week and they cannot come to an agreement, so they call for a strike. Well, then you've got Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you are already into a week from Monday. If Kroger is hiring these temporary employees, they'll have 2 weeks to train to be ready to come in and take those jobs. Now, see, I don't know if this is a Kroger tactic, because at one point they said, hey, we're not coming back to the drawing board. I don't know. It's kind of an interesting thing when you look at it. But I guess the way it goes. And as we continue on with this morning, we're having a great time here at WWGH. And it's always a great morning here at WWGH. And I believe by the number that I just saw come up, we have a call in this morning on a very special day here. One of my favorite people. He is a legend in the world of broadcasting. We have not heard from him, as a matter of fact, since the Ohio State Fair. But he is one of our favorite people, to be sure. He is the man who is known as the Golden Voice, but as I always say, he has a golden heart, he is a golden personality, and one of my favorite people. And the one thing you want to do in the broadcasting industry is entertain, and this man can do that. What a pleasure it is to welcome to these microphones the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Ted, how are you?
Well, to tell you the truth, I'm doing fine, Scotty. You know why? Today is my 65th birthday.
Happy birthday, Ted.
Yes, 9/22/57.
Now, how does it feel to officially enter into what we call in this country a senior citizen?
Absolutely. I feel great. Physically I am, and, emotionally, I've just reflected on a lot of things that have transpired in my life over these 65 years, and it brings me great pleasure to spend my 65th birthday with my WWGH Marion 100.1 FM.
Absolutely. Now, Ted, when you reflect back on 65 years, what sticks out in your mind?
My very first time going on the air at a radio station in North Carolina, WVOE, in Shadburn, North Carolina. That was the highlight of my Well, my years, I spent about 2 years there in North Carolina.
Now, the first time you stepped behind a microphone, what was it like?
Oh, man. Well, outside of being somewhat nervous, I just knew that I was talking to everybody in the world. And so I didn't have my character or my expertise involved with it, so I somewhat sounded very editorialized.
You know, Ted, when you look back at the viral video that everybody remembers from 2011, where does it stick out in your life at this point?
In 2011, I didn't hear that question. Really.
I said, back when the viral video came out, and you got all this nationwide fame, now that you reflect on your life, where does it stick out in your life?
What sticks out the most is that Dave and Jimmy at WNCI's Morning Zoo was trying to contact me because of it being viral, and unbeknownst to me, I had hit pay dirt. No, I didn't know anything about viral or anything. But what sticks out the most in 2011 is the fact that I felt that I had really sacrificed and done some right things in my life. Not to say that I deserved any kind of notoriety, popularity, or whatever way our friends deem it, but it was something that was spiritual with me. Trying to do the right thing in the name of God. And it was a tremendous feeling to know that somewhat I did the right thing and was in God's favor. Because I always felt like, you know, I was an only child, first of all, growing up. And I always felt like people really didn't care about me one way or the other. When I was on the air, I was very, very much a number one radio man. But those drugs just killed my spirit, not my hope.
You know, Ted, at 65 years of age today, what have you learned about substance abuse in your life as somebody who's went through it?
I feel that a lot of times we caught up in what we call triggers in the rooms of 12-step triggers. Staying away from people, places, and things was a great help in the beginning. And then, of course, meetings and so forth. And then my connection with people who I knew were praying for me. And I prayed for myself. And Kathy, I'm speaking of, when I say me, I'm including my significant other, who is no longer with us, but she's with me in heart. She's with me today.
Absolutely. Now, Ted, when you think about today, 65 years old, on those days when you were down on your luck and homeless, did you ever think you'd make it to be a senior citizen?
To be honest with you, at the time that I was in my very, very prosperous time in the 70s and 80s and 90s, parts of the 90s, I was drinking rather heavy. There was no other drug or anything in my system but alcohol. And I didn't think I was going to make it. I thought I was going to die of hardening of the arteries, cirrhosis of the liver or something.
No.
At least everybody else had me marked for that. I was an alcoholic.
And now here's the day, September 22nd, 2022, that you become a senior citizen. That being said, why do you think you're still here? Well, how do you think you weathered all that to make it?
I don't think I've accomplished my purpose fully, and that's what I'm approaching as of today. I'm the reflection that I in the past and all, and here I am at 65. My purpose hasn't been filled. My gifts have, and my gratitude, but not my purpose. And I'm beginning to feel the purpose is upon me.
Now, what do you think the purpose is now that you have hit this point?
Well, I think my purpose is to let individuals know that God is still alive and he's still in the works of miracles. He can make anything happen if we totally, commit to doing good, you know, in every way, not looking for any expectations of of certainly Bible videos or anything like that, but just do unto others as you want others to do unto you, the golden rule.
You know, Ted,
that's why I'm the golden voice.
That is exactly why you're the golden voice. You know, Ted, it's interesting because when people talk about you to me, they always say, well, what's Ted doing? Where can I see anything he might be doing?
Well, I'll be at the fair. I'll be at the, what is it, the Little Brown Jug?
Little Brown Jug tonight.
Yeah. Oh. Yes.
Yes, at 6 p.m. tonight, the Little Brown Jug.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that question.
Yeah, no, 6 p.m., the Little Brown Jug tonight in Delaware, Ohio, is going to be a lot of fun. Now, being...
I've got transportation and all, so I've got that lined up.
Now, Ted, being so close to Delaware, Ohio, what have you heard about the Little Brown Jug all these years?
Well, I heard it was a very festive occasion for the local residents, and I hear you get all kinds of people statewide that come. You know, it's a... How many years? 75 years? 100 years?
I believe it started in the 1940s.
Yeah.
Yes,
so it has some historical value, and the people are great, you know, in the areas that you guys reside. You know, I love Marion, and I look forward to meeting some of the people I haven't met yet.
Now, Ted, as you look ahead past 65, is there anything career-wise that you still want to do?
Say it again, Scotty. I'm sorry. Why are you? It sounds like I'm a little distant. Do I?
No. You sound good in the mic. I believe. The levels are good. But what I said was, now that you're at 65, is there anything you still want to do that you have not done?
Yes, I want to do. So movie trailers, and I want to narrate some children's books, and I'm going to back off of reading Bible scriptures, because so many people are doing them. In the beginning, God created. That's the voice of God, James Earl Jones. I love him.
Now, what does being...
I listen to his prayers every day.
What does being a senior citizen mean to you?
So, what does a senior citizen mean? Are you having fun with calling me a senior
citizen? No. I'm just... What does it mean to you as a person?
Well, it means I've accomplished quite a few things to be able to live this long, and I look forward to many more years to come so I could be with my grandchildren and perhaps fulfill my purpose with them as well.
Well, it's interesting to me because when you look at this whole thing, people who are a senior citizen now are, you know, we think of them as being like our grandparents, but that's really not the case anymore.
Yeah. Well, I look forward to a very, very continued great life with this golden voice connotation, the man with the God-given golden voice, and I look forward to helping others and seeing that their help is well. Scotty, you're a very helping person, and I want everybody to know that you're very near and dear to I'm sure for God's agenda, and I'm sure you believe that a lot of people have been praying for you in light of some of the obstacles that came in your way.
Oh, absolutely, and you know, I think...
And I must say, a mother's prayer, by the way, goes a long way, so I believe I carried it through my mom's prayer. And she got a chance to see a turnaround in my life before she closed her eyes.
You know, Ted, at 65 years of age, what was the most difficult obstacle to hurdle in your life?
Trying to stay clean and sober almost 20 years ago. I would love to have 20 years under my belt of clean and sober.
How long would you like to live? I mean, that's kind of a different question because I think we'd all like to live a long time.
Oh, man, if I can make it 70 or 10, as the Bible has said, many will be favored upon if they live to see 70 years old. If I make it to 70, I think I'm cool. And so within the next 5 years, I got a couple goals to make happen.
Good, I'll really be talking like this.
Well, you know, Ted, the voice has held up. Do you have any secrets to the voice holding up all this time? This voice you've had since you've been in...
Scotch. No, I just... my cigarette smoking... Not that it's going to expand any more resonance in my voice, but I feel that the voice is still there for that purpose. And I'm going to figure that out within the next week or two of what I really want to commit to.
Absolutely. Now I do want to ask this because, like I say, when you're not on the program, people ask, how's Ted doing? Since we talked at the fair back in July, what have the last couple months been like?
There it goes again, Scotty. I faded out.
Oh, no, I just said, what have the last couple months been like since we talked to you at the fair?
Well, trying to field management. I don't have a current manager. There have been a few people who have tried to finalize some things for me, but my trust issues continue. So that's what I've been focused on lately. I'm going through a little bit of a rough time with that. Other than that, I'm still grateful for everything that happens on a daily basis. I'm grateful to still be a friend and in good standing with WWGA. I wish all the best for everybody, but, you know, I look forward to a continued relationship with you guys. I want to do Friday night. I have a few things I have to ask you off the air.
Oh, yeah. Well, during the break here at 9 o'clock, we can do that. We can take the call. But now, Mike, I do want to remind people tonight, Ted will be at the Little Brown Jug at 6 p.m., so that's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's something I want to ask you about, too, time and... we do have a GPS there, so.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that. But, you know, Ted, when I think of milestones in life, there are milestone birthdays. Do you consider this a milestone birthday?
I'm sorry. Again, my phone, for some reason, is having a dead spot somewhere along the line. Say it again.
I say, do you consider this a milestone birthday?
Absolutely. And I wish I was there, which I will be there later on, if anybody wants to come by and say, "Hey, Ted, happy birthday," it'd be my honor to fulfill any kind of request, autograph, because I'm going to go viral again.
Exactly right there at the Little Brown Jug. Now, were you ever interested in horse racing or things of that nature?
Yes, I was at one time. I just, the forms of race forms, I was studying them. You know, as you know, in Brooklyn, well, it's in Queens, but we have Aqueduct Racetrack, one of the biggest racetracks, you know, around. Not that it's a Kentucky Derby style, but they have some good thoroughbred racing. But I don't gamble. I haven't gambled since I was 11 years, 12 years old. Now, when I say that, I don't buy lottery tickets, so I don't bet on the side as much. I bet you I can do this. No, I just don't gamble.
Now, when you go into a convenience store or something like that, is it hard to pass by all the lotto paraphernalia that we see?
Oh, none whatsoever. Although I do sometimes think I would have good luck. I don't buy the scratch off or anything like that. But one time I did not have a big amount of luck, but I did win $5, $10, stuff like that on the on the class off.
You know, Ted, when we look back at life,
my Kraft mac and cheese. I'm sorry, I used to do my Kraft mac and cheese over commercials over at Mills and James, big production studio. You know Mills James, don't you? Here in Columbia.
Yeah, absolutely. Where
Cash Explosion is taped.
Now, you would have been a good contestant on Cash Explosion.
Yeah, I would take a chance at that. They've often asked me to be a contestant, but, you know, I don't want to look ridiculous. I'm like B. Arthur in Maude when her and Blanche Wilbur Cass McClanahan, when they were on some kind of game show, and Maude said, she didn't want to go on camera and jump up and down and scream and all that. I wouldn't want to do that. You know,
Ted, a lot of people wonder, what is a typical day like in the life of the Golden Voice at the age you are now?
Well, you know, people still recognize me. I'm very, very somewhat popular, you know, and I try to be equally as cordial and as kind as I my nature is, everybody still wants to photograph with me at the drop of the hat. I try to keep my attire as well as my can you take a quick little hold on real quick. I gotta go put this on the charger.
Yeah, no problem. We're gonna take a break here. We're joined by the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Today is his 65th birthday, a milestone birthday in a lot of people's lives, and the golden voice today hits number 65, born on September 22nd, 1957. So anybody else born on September 22nd, 1957 would also be turning 65 years of age today. And then the title they do put on you at 65 is senior citizen, but I'll tell you, senior citizen means a whole new thing than it used to be many, many years ago. It's not exactly seen in the same way. Now, Ted, of course, has been a viral video sensation nationally since the year 2011. So 11 years ago that happened, 11 plus years ago now, since he fell into our lexicon and our life. And we have enjoyed every single minute of it, his appearances on with the Kraft Macaroni and Cheese Company, as well as many late-night programs and morning programs. Ted, did you get everything worked out there?
Yeah, actually, it was you know how you have call waiting. My son, who is incarcerated right now, I try not to leave him, you know, somewhat high and dry with, daddy. But anyway, he called to wish me a happy birthday. From facility in Mansfield, Ohio. I'm sorry.
Oh, very, very nice. Now, who is it you want to hear today? Who hear from to call and say happy birthday?
Who would I like to hear from? What?
To call and wish you a happy birthday. Who are the people you expect to hear from?
My four daughters. I just heard from my son, and. My mom's passed away, and maybe somebody invite me to a home-cooked meal.
Now, Ted, if you could have any home-cooked meal, what would you have?
I'd like to have some fried pork chops with some white rice and gravy, pork gravy, and some fried cabbage and cornbread with a big glass of grape Kool-Aid.
Now, you know, Ted, last year we all learned that your favorite dessert is a German chocolate cake. Is that right?
And you've graced me with those in the past, and for that, I love you. Don't tell me you're going to surprise me with a cake tonight at the fair.
Well, you never know. Now, why is a German chocolate cake your favorite?
Well, my mom, she was a coconut person. She loved coconut cake, coconut popsicles, you know, the strawberry. She just loves coconut so much. And then I'm pretty much fading out of being a chocolate fan. I'm a heavy strawberry man. I've been buying strawberry icing, you know, and to be honest with you, I never really liked ice cream. And Kathy loved ice cream, Frosties, ice cream, whatever. And so now that she's passed on, I've acquired an appetite or a hankering for either Neapolitan or strawberry ice cream or orange sherbet.
Well, you know what? I'm a strawberry fan myself. I've always preferred strawberry to chocolate or vanilla.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. I wish a German chocolate cake made with strawberry. I mean, you know, a strawberry German chocolate cake.
That's right. Hey, what would we call that? We'd call that a German strawberry cake, I guess.
Yeah, that would be great.
Now, Ted, with all the wisdom that you have, with all the things you've been through, the adversity, the high times, the low times, when you sit here on this birthday, this seminal birthday, what have you learned in life? What advice could you give to the kids who are just starting out?
Never ignore a person's generosity. Always love many, trust few. Always paddle your own canoe. As I said before, do it to others as you want others to do it to you. And last but not least, don't eat in front of anybody that doesn't have nothing to eat with you. Always share. And give from the heart with no expectations. Let it go and lean not toward your own understanding, as the Bible says. Lean not toward your own understanding, but acknowledge Him, the Lord, in all your ways, and He will direct your path. Stop wondering about why things are the way they are, because you'll never come up with a complete answer. Just trust in the Lord with all your heart.
You know, mind of
night of comedy, karaoke. I want to get that out of my system, and that's my bucket list, so to speak. But that'd probably be it. Oh, and to truly, truly be somewhat of a mentor to one, any person. I just want to mentor someone.
If you found somebody to mentor, what advice would you give them?
Hold on to your money. Well, it goes to say, again, love many and trust few.
You know, Tim, I've known you through many, many managers over this last 11 years. What have you found? I know you just parted ways with your last manager. Going through all these managers, what have you learned? What good decisions were made and what bad decisions were made?
I'm still going through the obstacles of that right now, as far as trying to acquire a trusting person, a person I could trust and all. Doral Chenoweth, the gentleman that shot that initial viral video of me, has been coming to me very closely, and as of recent, as a matter of fact, and he's been doing some really kind things. But here's a man that could have done the same things when my wife was alive, when my girlfriend Kathy was alive, and I refer to her as my wife affectionately. I miss her. I loved her very much, and I stayed with her a long time. So I said that to say this. All of a sudden, out of the woodwork, this guy comes and starts, you know. I said, are you going to be responsible for me, another wave of success again? And he laughed and shut up. But he's helped me with my social security and a few other things.
Now, the way you said that, Ted, does that make you a little skeptical with the management decisions you've had in the past?
Yeah, my management choices hasn't been the best, but they've afforded me various things it afforded me a lifestyle and to meet various people and all of that. I'm done with all of that fame aspect of this, because if I went to New York right now, TMZ would try to capture every little moment of me. You know, I'm not as famous as Jay-Z, Beyonce, or anybody else, but there is still, you know, celebrity stalkers and all of that. I've had one here that I just recently had to cease and desist order placed on them because they were trying to get too intricately involved with me by, showing up at a few places that I frequent or have frequented. I don't frequent no more. But, yeah, I want to stay mutual, stable, and happy.
Do you have any big regrets in your life?
Those management choices outside of that, but in my life, no. I have very little to regret, very much to be thankful. Oh, I regret that I've never had my own brother and sister. I've never had a brother or a sister. Well, of course, that's nothing to really regret, but, you know, it just brings that aspect. I wish I didn't feel at times in my life that I felt lonely or only.
You know, Ted, when you look at all the things that you did, I know Matt Lauer still stays very high on the list, but what are some of the moments in the broadcasting industry that stick out in your mind?
Oh, man. some of my antics on the air, some of the great moments I had meeting Lionel Richie of the Commodores, and all of that kind of thing.
Who was the favorite person you met? Now, you met Michael Jackson at one point, did you not?
No, I had the pleasure of meeting Frank. What was his name? Frank Gilio.
Oh. Now, well, was it Prince you had an interesting experience with?
Yes, Prince I met. Yeah. His manager at the time was walking Prince from the wings to the stage, and he carried him in the palm of his hand. Yeah.
So Prince was not a big guy, is what you're saying.
Yeah, oh no, he was very, very funny. Oh man, my phone's gonna die.
Okay.
Well, we got 6 more minutes. I'm not gonna die right now.
Okay, yeah, we got 6 more minutes till the top of the hour here. And
looking forward to the fair.
Yes, 6 p.m. tonight, Little Brown Jug, the Delaware Fairgrounds. The Delaware Fair is currently going on, but today is known as Little Brown Jug Day.
So what time will I be on the air with you?
We should start that broadcast tonight about 6:30.
Okay, good. I'll be there at 5:36. Let's clear that up. I guess when you're going to break, can I talk to you briefly?
Yeah. As soon as I get to break here at the top of the hour, we can do that. I'll have about 5 minutes, but yeah.
Now, I have that sign for you, too.
Oh, good. Well, you know, I look forward to that because...
You're a hard man to get up with.
Well, it's interesting because what do the sign, the jacket, the things you were associated with on that day of the viral video, what have those meant to you over the years?
Oh, they reminded me of times of standing on a highway. Because I wore that, my camouflage jacket that you now own, or the station has rights to. That was all I had. I was a military man. I wore a camouflage jacket. And it reminds me of those days when that was the only jacket I had at one time. It reminds me of the, you know, bleak situations and then be overcoming some of those.
Now, Ted, when you look back at this, do you look at your story, and we know you faced some hard times since the viral video, but is yours a story of hope, in your opinion? Is it success? How do you look at your life?
Humility and hope and prayer, all of those things come to mind. And sacrifice and doing the right things, you know, trying to do the right things when everything else looked bad. I had 2 Ohio penitentiary numbers. I was an addict. I was trying to provide and protect a relationship. I was trying to not be in a bad favor with my kids, whom I've abandoned. And basically, like you said, hope and prayer, you know, that's what I had, and humility. I had to become very humble.
Now, Ted, how did you get through the difficult times? Everybody faces them. How did you get through them?
Don't worry. Be happy. prayer basically helped me out of the bad times. I just thought, well, here I am sitting in a jail cell. My mother thinks I'm a wasted piece of crap, and all of the years that she raised me and clothed me and all of that just went down the drain. My kids think I'm no more than just a crack addict, and I'm never going to be anything else. When those feelings came up, I just really, really prayed about it, and I didn't lean toward my own understanding. I tried to do the right things, but whether they acknowledged them or not, I couldn't worry about, you know. So I just basically prayed and carried on.
And now here you are. And what is your birthday? What is your birthday wish this year on this special birthday?
that when you and I have our sidebar, I'll be happy with the relationship, a continued relationship with this radio station, for the people in it, and also my biggest wish would be that you know, Russia doesn't annihilate Ukraine, and we don't get into no damn wars after this pandemic has subsided. I don't want to hear of us trying to defend a country that, you know, for the sake of a genocide on another party. I don't want to see war. So that's my greatest wish.
You know, it's an interesting thing, because a lot of people feel that people who have been involved in the military might be more willing to go to war, but you, as somebody in the military, are very anti.
No, I'm not a conscientious objector. I just don't feel like, you know, if there is one, I wanna, you know, somewhat be a part of it, not as a veteran, but maybe they'll activate some of us retirees in some position that I would have a guaranteed income for the rest of my life.
Well, Ted, I can't tell you how much it means to me that you would spend the morning of your 65th seminal birthday here with us on WGH, because we have just had the best time with you over the years, and we will continue to have the best time. And
the holidays are coming up. Isn't this year going by fast?
It's blowing right by. 2022 is blowing right by. And I guess my birthday wish to you and my birthday hope is, we have had so much fun over the years and have done so many fun things, and I have so many memories of things that we have done, that I just could not... I was watching something we did the other day, something for Christmas, and I was just laughing and enjoying what you did. And as a broadcaster, I appreciate you greatly, but as a person, I really do appreciate you more because of the just fun we've had. And if you don't have fun in your life, you don't have much. So I consider you a colleague, a friend, somebody I admire.
That's
and
really, really
happy 65th on behalf of a lot of people.
Well, thank you so much, Scotty. It's been my pleasure being in association with you guys, and I look forward to the Brown Jug tonight, because I didn't get to the fair that much here, the Ohio State Fair, so maybe I'll have some good time tonight.
Absolutely. We're going to break. Back with more right after this.
Yeah, I need to holler at you.
You're listening to WWGH Radio, LP Marion, Ohio, The Talking Place, 107.1 FM, from Charlie F.